Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Legislation is pending in Washington, D.C., and we're going to be talking to Jonathan Alexander, our Director of Public Policy in our Washington, D.C. office. Joining me is Holly Mead, the Director of Communications, and I'm Matt Staver, Founder and Chairman of Liberty Counsel. Jonathan, you're in Washington, D.C., monitoring the issues with regards to all kinds of legislation, and there's legislation that is pending there with regards to Israel. Two pieces of legislation, one in the House and one in the Senate, that we want to begin with, is the issue of the military assistance between Israel and the United States. It's a big piece of legislation because it's the last one that President Obama will sign that could carry on for a number of years after his presidency, and it has a big impact on Israel with regards to their military readiness.
Yep, certainly, Matt. We're seeing that President Obama has about $3.1 billion that he submitted in his fiscal year budget to Congress, and all of that would be going to security assistance for Israel. And it's a continuation of this memorandum of understanding that was back in 2007, that the military and strategic connection between Israel and the United States, for that to continue, that there would have to be certain funds allocated in every fiscal budget to help Israel in their military.
So this memorandum of understanding goes back to 2007.
Yes.
It's basically a memorandum between the United States and Israel with regards to their military readiness and funding. And the United States provides a lot of different kinds of funding, particularly to Israel for military readiness. It's very strategic as an ally in the Middle East that Israel have a strong military defense. We have had some issues in the past with knowing whether or not President Obama is either for Israel or against Israel, and he's done some things that are kind of both ways. But this particular bill is a big deal because this resolution, this is a resolution, right, in the House and Senate,
yes,
that expresses support for an expeditious consideration and finalization of a new and long-term memorandum of understanding that would actually go on past his presidency, that would ultimately be a memorandum in terms of how the United States will continue to support Israel in terms of their military readiness. Is that correct?
Right. So this will go through 2018. And so these 83 senators that have signed on to this, and certainly it's worth our listeners to look at the list of senators and see if their state is represented here. But this memorandum lasting through 2018 will continue to put actual funds between these two allies. They're in a very unstable position there in the Middle East. The countries around them have unabashedly threatened Israel and have consistently called for its, even removal from the face of the earth. And so Israel needs to maintain a strong military defense. But it goes both ways. Not only is Israel able to defend itself and defend its people, but also the technology that the United States is assisting Israel with is sometimes at first blush. So it's the first time that these military technologies are being used. And Israel is able to work out the kinks and report back to the United States and saying, here's how some of the military assistance was effective, but also here's where the technology may need improvement. And that helps both states in their defense.
Now, Jonathan, you've spent some time in Israel, haven't you?
Certainly, yeah. I was there back in 2012, Holly. One of the things that I worked on, specifically working there for the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs, was how important it was that Israel continue to maintain its airspace over Judea Samaria, continue to have the Iron Defense missile system to stop these rockets that are coming in from Gaza. So on both ends of Israel, they require constant and meticulous and up-to-date military system. And that's why the Memorandum of Understanding back in 2007 was so critical, and it's why we're urging that the president continue to give these funds towards Israel so that they can continue their defense.
To our listeners, Jonathan Alexandria is our Director of Public Policy in Washington, D.C. for Liberty Counsel, Liberty Counsel Action. He graduated from Liberty University School of Law in 2012. He was part of our inaugural summer program in Israel that I launched when I was at the law school as the dean. And he stayed there for the summer after the program and did an internship through the entire summer, staying in the home of an Orthodox Jewish family and working for the Jerusalem Center for Public Policy, working with very strategic information, just like this right here, in terms of the critical nature of why it is important for Israel to have military readiness over Judea, Samaria, what people sometimes refer to as the West Bank. You know, the so-called West Bank is Judea Samaria. That's the biblical Judea Samaria. It's where the prophet Amos grew up and where he wrote the book of Amos. So that's the land or the part of the land that we're talking about. But it's all of Israel. As you mentioned, Jonathan, this is not just a one-way street. So for people who are thinking, why are we spending federal dollars to support any foreign nation, let alone Israel, for their military readiness? I know there are some people that think we shouldn't be doing that at all. To any of our allies. I don't subscribe to that view. I think that there are certain allies that are very critical. Israel is one of them. But in this case, it's not just a one-way street. We're not just giving funds to Israel for their military readiness, which is critical because they are our strategic ally in the Middle East. But Israel, for those who don't know, is a world leader in technology and incredibly leading the world in all kinds of technology. You know, Israel invented the USB, the Pentium processor. So some of this technology that is being developed or being funded by the United States comes back in turn to help the United States itself.
Yeah, certainly. The Gaza war recently, back both in 2014 and earlier when Israel has fought against Gaza in the sense of stopping rockets from coming. The United States had developed the Iron Dome technology, but didn't have that much use for it before Israel did. So sending it over to Israel and having Israel, like I said, work out the kinks and seeing how this works in real time has provided the United States military with this boots-on-the-ground experiential knowledge of how our own military technology will work. We have a long history of sending our troops over to Israel to train, doing joint military exercises with Israel. Many of their officers come over even to our schools and are educated alongside our JAG attorneys. Israel, their military has a robust system of military criminal justice that mirrors the United States. And so even in our legal training of their officers is a two-way street where we're training their officers, they're coming over to our schools, but also we're sending our military personnel over to Israel and running joint exercises.
You've been listening to Jonathan Alexander, who is our Director of Public Policy. He is located in our Washington, D.C. office, and we're talking about two pieces of legislation, or I should say resolutions, and let me just give you the numbers. It's House Resolution 729 and Senate Resolution 508. 729 in the House, 508 in the Senate. You can go to some of our websites for more information, lcaction.org. That's the Liberty Council Action.org website. You can also go to cidisrael.org. We'll have this information posted on the websites there. And libertycouncil.com. We'll have it there as well. For more information, you can contact us. I would encourage you to find out whether your member of the House and member of the Senate is on board with this resolution. It is a critical piece of information that you need to be aware of and let your members of your House and Senate know about it. For more information, you can call 407-875-1776. Again, this resolution is in the House and the Senate. It's currently before the House Committee on Foreign Affairs, and on the Senate side, it's before the Senate Committee on Foreign Affairs. Lots of sponsors on both sides, but we need to get these resolutions passed and send a strong message to President Obama. And the message is that we want to have long-term support for Israel, and we want to have a long-term memorandum of understanding on the military assistance that the United States will provide to Israel for their security and for our own national security as well. For more information, you can go to lc.org, lcaction.org, or cidisrael.org. liberty.org. You can sign up to receive the free Liberty Alert email, and there you can also receive other emails as well to keep you involved with issues on a national basis. The Liberty Council Action and the Liberty Council Grassroots Action and Liberty Council Action Grassroots Action, all there at the bottom of lc.org. Also, go to our website and learn more about Liberty Council and how you can support this ministry. Join us next time on Faith and Freedom.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. You can also call us at 800-671-1776. That phone number, 800-671-1776. Become an active partner with Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation.